Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1002, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we took a little bit of a turn last shiur in reference to getting back to Mayim Achrayim. We wanted to talk about some various different things in reference to things people say before benching, like we said Shir HaMalas, Al Naris Bavel, we said Hidden Nimuchan, and so on. We wanted to finish off with those halachas. Now, getting back to our subject, which we have started talking about, and that is Dinei Kedima Bebirchas HaPeiros. It doesn't mean only Peiros. In other words, which brachas come first in food? It's interesting how the Mechaber, the name of the Mechaber, the title of the Mechaber is Dinei Kedima Bebirchas HaPeiros in fruits, but it applies to all different types of foods, as we are going to see. Okay, so we started talking about the last few shiurim in reference to when it does not apply, which times does not apply, right? So we spoke about, if one doesn't want to eat all the foods in front of them, they don't have to badafka make a bracha on one and not a bracha on the other. You know, you eat what you want, as they say. You know, also if the food is not, even if a person does have a mind to eat all the foods, but in some of the food, some of the brachas are in the fridge. In other words, the other bracha that you have to make first is really in the fridge, but even though you do want to eat it, so if it's not in front of you, also you don't have to. Okay, so another time, interesting, that comes up, the Sefer Yitzra Alachas brings down in our simon, which is Reish Yud Aleph, Sefer Yitzra Alachas brings down, and that's interesting, in Eis Cotton Gimel on the bottom. So he says, on the top he said, even if they're sitting in front of you, right? We said, whatever the case is, so that's a different story. Okay, so meaning even if they're in front of you, but if there's some sort of a halachic reason, let's say, put it like that, that you want to eat it a different way. In other words, you have two different brachas, and one of them halachically comes first in the halachas of kedima bebrachas, right? One of them halachically would come first, but if a person has a halachic reason not to do it like that, that would be another reason, not to make that first bracha first, which halachically comes first. Okay, so what do we mean? He gives an example with ikar v'tafel. Ikar v'tafel, right? Meaning if you're eating two foods, and many times we've went through these halachas, and many times a person eats one food, which is the main food, and let's say the second food, which is secondary, it's only there to enhance the first food, let's say. But let's say that food that's there to enhance the first food, it's a higher level of a bracha, right? Sometimes a person could have, I don't want to get into mazonos, could be a little bit more complicated, but even with mazonos, if somebody has mazonos that's there to enhance the food for whatever the reason is, in the case in time, let's say for the color of the food or stability of the food or mechanics of the food, that would also apply. But even in be it as it may, a person has one food which is on a higher level, and that's really the tuffel, the secondary food, and it's only there to enhance the first food, which is on a lower level as far as when it comes to making brachas. So in any case, so be it as it may, let's say, for example, give a good example, a case of a salad, right? Somebody's eating a salad, and in the salad you have huadama and you have huates, right? And let's say, so the halachas of salad, when it comes to ikar v'tafel, we went through, it's a little bit complicated. Also, you go in conjunction with roiv, as long as somebody's eating it, each spoonful of the hadama. Let's say they have tomatoes and they have a little pieces, small pieces of tomatoes, and then they have some pieces of apples, some pieces of pears, and possibly some pieces of peaches. So the roiv, the majority would be, let's say, ho'eitz, but let's say you flip it the other way. That case is not really good, but let's say you flip it the other way. You have little pieces of cucumber, which are ho'adama, little pieces of tomato, which are ho'adama, right? And I have little pieces of onion, which are ho'adama. Then I have some little pieces of apple. So the majority of my salad is really ho'adama. In general, we say, in general, there are a few twitches in the road, which we'll see, but in general, we say ho'eitz comes first. Ho'eitz, the bracha of ho'eitz would come first. But since since I'm putting over there, since I'm eating each spoonful the salad, and the rive, the majority is huadama, because I said I have cucumbers, I have onions, I have tomatoes, that's the rive, that's the majority, and each spoonful I eat a little bit of huadama, a little bit of ho'etz, a little bit of pieces of apples, also whatever the case is, so we have ho'etz adama, but the bracha would be huadama because the majority is ho'etz. The majority is huadama because that is what is mostly in my salad. But now you'll say, one second, but so ikar v'tofel, as far as the halachas of making a bracha on a salad, when the majority is huadama, I make huadama, like we just mentioned. But over here, it's a different thing, possibly. Maybe we'll say kadim and brachas. The halachas of, if you have ha'etz in front of you and huadama in front of you in general, and somebody doesn't have any major reason for the one or the other, it's just I'm going to eat both. So in general, we say make ha'etz first, right? I have an apple, and I have a cucumber, right? And I'm going to eat them both and have whatever the reason. There's no other reason for anything. What bracha do I make first, the cucumber or the apple? So you're supposed to make the apple first. You're supposed to make the ha'etz first, right? So, but in this case, since this ikar v'tafel, since it's a salad and the halachas of ikar v'tafel take over, so therefore we'll say first the only bracha would be over here, ho'adama, because that's the majority of the salad that we just explained, right? The majority of the salad is ho'adama. So I would make a ho'adama and I'm eating it each spoonful. The reason why I say each spoonful, if you eat each piece separately, if the large piece is recognizable, let's say, and I'm eating them separately, so then for sure you make separate brachas. But I eat each spoonful, it's a salad, so the bracha would be ho'adama because that is the majority, even though ha'etz comes first in the ha'brachas, in the brachas of kadima. So this will be another example as to where the brachas of kadima, the bracha which halachically comes first, which is ha'etz, would not take place in this case scenario, and the bracha, the right bracha would be ho'adama, because the brachas of ikar v'tafel, of eating the salad would, not of eating the salad, but the brachas of ikar v'tafel, right, the main thing and the subordinate one would come first, and the bracha will be hu adama, even though hu eitz is first. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tuv.